This is 5 in 10 from Skywatch TV for Thursday, February 15th, 2024. I'm Derek Gilbert. Topic number 5 today, the raid at Mar-a-Lago. This is an interesting development. Sources close to this investigation have revealed that the raid on Donald Trump's home at Mar-a-Lago in Florida may have been to recover a missing top secret binder. This document is rumored to contain evidence of former President Barack Obama's CIA's involvement in initiating the Russia collusion hoax against President Trump. This was reported by Fox News host Jesse Waters on Tuesday night, citing reports by investigative journalists Matt Taibbi and Michael Schellenberger. Now, it's important to note that Schellenberger and Taibbi are not conservatives and not necessarily fans of President Trump, but they are honest investigative journalists. And according to Schellenberger and Taibbi, the Russia collusion story was not the result of a foreign intelligence op or tips to the CIA, but rather a setup by the CIA under the direction of the Obama administration. According to Schellenberger, quote, "We were just informed by foreign intelligence about this. Our sources tell us a very different story, which is that this was initiated by the U.S. government. It came from within the U.S. government's intelligence community, including the CIA, that they asked the so-called Five Eyes Nations intelligence agencies, the Anglo-Saxon nations, U.S., Canada, United Kingdom, Australia, New Zealand, to spy on 26 Trump associates, or at least they had a list of the 26 associates that were identified," end quote. The operation's details reportedly compiled into a binder, originally designated top secret. This was stored securely in a classified office in Washington, D.C. President Trump ordered that the dossier, this binder, be declassified in order to bring transparency to the whole operation. However, rumors now have surfaced that the binders may be missing, that it may have been taken by President Trump to Mar-a-Lago, and that this is what the FBI was actually looking for when it raided Trump's residence. We should also point out that two different attorneys general under the Department of Justice have refused to comply with President Trump's direct and lawful order to publish the binder in the Federal Register. The deep state does not want this getting out. Very interesting reporting by Matt Taibbi and Michael Schellenberger, and kudos to Jesse Waters for taking it public. Topic number 4, Mayorkas. Department of Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas was impeached by the House of Representatives on Tuesday night by one vote, 214 to 213. Mayorkas becomes the first cabinet official to be impeached since the 1870s. Now, why was he impeached by the House? Because under his tenure, some 10 million illegals have crossed into the country, thereby doubling the population of illegal migrants now inside the United States. Now, Mayorkas won't be convicted by the Senate. That requires a two-thirds vote, and Republicans just don't have the votes. And that's assuming all Republicans want to impeach Mayorkas, Republicans in the Senate, that is, want to convict him. So, he's not going to lose his job, but still, this goes on his permanent record. The Babylon Bee, which is a parody website, well worth reading because it just makes you laugh at the headlines, and you have to laugh or you go crazy, had the best response to this. Mayorkas says impeachment unfair because I don't do anything, which is funny because it's pretty much true. Topic number 3, Israel. The Israel Defense Forces released a new video Tuesday night that appears to show Hamas terror leader Yahya Sinwar, that's him in silhouette inside the tunnel there, hiding in a tunnel in what appears to be somewhere inside or underneath the city of Khan Yunis in the southern Gaza Strip. IDF forces recovered security camera footage during a raid of a tunnel underneath Khan Yunis. This reported by Israel Channel 13, Sinwar seen entering the tunnel shaft with one of his wives and 3 children. Sinwar appears to be unhurt. Channel 12 News reported that the video was recorded on October 10th, just 3 days after the terrorist attack that left 1,200 Israelis dead and another couple hundred dragged back to the Gaza Strip, some 134 still remaining as hostages. Meanwhile, in the north, IDF fighter jets Wednesday struck a series of Hezbollah terror targets in the areas of Jabal al-Brayj, Houna, Dunin, Adshit, and Suana. Those are all in southern Lebanon. Among the targets hit were military compounds, operational control rooms, and terror infrastructure. Topic number 2, the deadly serum. I'm going to be careful about what I say here because, as we've learned over the last 4 years, 3 years especially, that it doesn't really matter if you've got science on your side. You can get deplatformed very quickly if you're going against the preferred narrative on certain sites. So this is peer-reviewed research. New study just published in a journal called Curious, January 24th. Researchers calling for a global moratorium on the experimental serums that were mandated during the pandemic, and the immediate removal of these serums from the childhood immunization schedule. This study analyzed reports from the initial phase 3 trials of the two most widely distributed serums, which of course led them to being authorized or approved under an emergency use authorization here in the United States. The study looked at several other research and reviews of the trials, found that the you-know-whats had dramatically lower efficacy than we were told. Moreover, based on what they call conservative assumptions, the estimated harms of the you-know-whats greatly outweigh the rewards. For every life saved, they write, there were nearly 14 times more deaths caused. 14 times more deaths. So the researchers conclude, and I quote, "It is unethical and unconscionable to administer an experimental serum," those not the words that they used, but, you know, "to a child who is a near zero risk of dying from the Rona, but a well-established 2.2% risk of permanent heart damage," end quote. The response to the outbreak will go down in history as one of the greatest medical malfeasance, if not malpractice, events in the history of humankind. Coming up, make the Jesuits pay. Yeah, I'll explain what I'm talking about next on 5 and 10.
Ladies and gentlemen, I want to make you aware of an opportunity to get 3 DVDs right now in the brand new Silent Pandemic collection. Now, this collection includes 3 DVDs. So let's back up just for a second. First, you're going to receive the brand new DVD, Viral Defense, Evidence-Based Methodology for Optimizing Your Immunity Against COVID-19, Long COVID, Spike Proteins, and Future Viral Outbreaks, along with the new DVD, Fight Back Against Alzheimer's, Dementia, MCI, and Cognitive Decline. But you're also going to receive the over 5-hour DVD, My Classic Time Bomb, which features off-the-record interviews with professionals in healthcare, Dr. Matthew Sams, Dr. Ralph Umbriaco, Dr. Josh Vance, and contains the original interview with my father from a couple of years ago, where he actually talked about how he reversed his type 2 diabetes with natural supplementation and change to lifestyle. All 3 of these DVDs actually total almost 10 hours for those interested in improving their gut health, their overall immunity, learning how to watch labels and how to better navigate grocery stores, what is going on with spike proteins and shed spike protein residues, all of this anomalistic stuff that's happening out there in the stratosphere. But if you're one who does not have a DVD player, this is something I've learned over the last year or so. There's a lot of people migrating away from DVD. So SkyWatch TV is also going to take this occasion to let you know that moving forward, as often as we can, which hopefully is each time we have a guest with a DVD or we put one out ourselves, we're also going to ask you to go to skywatchtv.com/stream for the streaming options. Now, this will get you out of having to pay for shipping. If you're a person who doesn't want the DVD sitting on a shelf somewhere, you're not a collector, you don't need the physical copy, but you want to see the content. So if you want the DVD copies of all 3 of these right now while supplies last, you can get the Silent Pandemic collection in physical copy for your donation of $35 plus shipping and handling. But if you want to stream these, go to skywatchtv.com/stream. You will see a couple of different options. First, you can stream just Fight Back Against Alzheimer's for $15, or you can stream the Viral Defense DVD by itself for $20, or you can stream all 3, which total the 10 hours that I just mentioned on all of the above, for only $20 right now in a special Silent Pandemic bundle right now.
Topic number 1 today, demanding that the Jesuits pay descendants of slaves, enslaved black people who helped build St. Louis University, or SLU as it's called in the area there, calculate that they are owed about $74 billion, that's billion with a B, $1 in unpaid labor. The calculation was announced last Thursday at a press conference held on the SLU campus. This is an effort that's being pushed by a group called Descendants of St. Louis University Enslaved, or DSLUE. DSLU, joined by a state lawmaker, civil rights attorney, and economists, announced their estimation of the monetary value of that unpaid labor. They calculate labor for 24 hours per day, 365 days per year for 70 enslaved people between 1823 and 1865. Economist Julianne Malveaux estimated that $365 million in unpaid labor is owed. Furthermore, when you add interest and then adjust for inflation, that comes up to $74 billion with a B dollars. Well, the unintended humor in all of this, and again, you have to laugh because there's no point in getting angry. I don't think there's any danger anybody here is going to see any bit of that $74 billion, but a great-granddaughter of one couple who were reportedly brought from Maryland to St. Louis in the 1820s to work on St. Louis University, said at the press conference, quote, "We're not asking for a handout," end quote. Yeah, you kind of are. SkyWatch TV's Countering the Darkness virtual conference kicks off in just 2 weeks. Please take advantage of this. It's the last opportunity to see a new presentation by Dr. Tom Horn. He recorded this last fall before he took ill, but there are two dozen other cutting-edge presenters, including the likes of Dr. Judd Burton, Ryan Peterson, Rabbi Jonathan Kahn, Pastor Carl Gallups, Messianic Rabbi Zev Porat, Lieutenant Colonel Robert McGinnis, and much more. Sharon and I contributing presentations as well. You can find the complete list of speakers and the place to register at defenderconference.com. That's defenderconference.com. This week on SkyWatch TV, speaking of COVID-19, talking about spike proteins and long COVID and what you might be able to do nutritionally to help moderate the effects of long COVID. Joe Artis Horn has some great information on that. This is part of a series of teachings he's making available, not just on DVD, but also through streaming video, the new SkyWatch TV streaming site. You can find out more about that by watching this week's program at skywatchtv.com or Apple TV, Roku, our YouTube channel, youtube.com/@SkyWatchTV now, rumble.com/SkyWatchTV, or better yet, download our free mobile app, which guarantees we never get canceled, even if we talk about things like you know what. This is available for iOS, Android, and Amazon Kindle Fire phones and tablets. Again, it is absolutely free. Not only brings you all of our content, it has other features as well. We have more information at the website, links to the app stores as well, so you can find the app that is right for your device. Again, skywatchtv.com. Thank you for watching as we keep watch with Grace the Rescue Dog. I'm Derek Gilbert. This is 5 in 10 from SkyWatch TV.